Time has come for Wits and Cats. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back to the Owen Wilson Cast, bitches, where we're nothing but Wilson nonstop 24-7. Still going here after 48 hours of straight recording. We're a little bit exhausted. Pardon me if it's not going to come down with a little bit of a cold. I might be. I am your host, The Big Snake.
I'm also your host, Crazy T. It is the flu season. Could be the flu. Watch out.
Go out there, get your flu shots, folks, but don't go to CVS because they ran out across the nation. They just let me know that the other day when my girlfriend was mad at me because I didn't get the flu shot yet.
Terrible.
And I had the sniffles.
Terrible.
Yeah, oh, man. I mean, it's brutal out there. Children are dying. Elderly
so
people are getting
what's been going
ill.
On in the world of Snake and T?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There's been a lot of pondering going on in the world of Snake and T. Not a lot of action right now.
No, a lot of formulating.
Things, there's a lot of things in play.
Oh, yeah. We got
things
that
are
project
happening.
Coming up.
Oh, we got a big project coming up.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
I'm thinking about maybe signing up for a class.
Classes?
A class.
On?
On how to use WordPress. And then if I complete that first course, I might do more so I could learn how to rebuild our website.
Okay.
So, good. I mean, very preliminary. I probably shouldn't have even made that announcement. Like,
right.
This is word for it. I haven't even signed up for it yet. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we introduce our guest so we can get more
Oh, yeah. No, we got a great guest here tonight. It's always a pleasure to have him.
One of the best.
I would say so.
Not best guest. One of the best guests.
And you know what? I'm honestly honored to have him here at the Snake Den, my pad. He is none other than father of one and
husband of one.
Husband of one?
That I know of.
Yep. Oh, he's trying to get some quips in here. I told you, wait your turn. You'll wait your turn. None other than Anthony El Duque Abate. Hey! That's how you say your last name, right? Here,
how's it going, everybody? I'm pleased to be here. Thank you for having me, Snake and T.
Get the mic closer to your face.
Oh, sorry. Is this better?
You can speak up a little too.
All right. Well, we're just talking about the flu, and I think I got a little bit of a cold. So me talking on the mic is gonna get whoever talks on the mic probably sick. So
just
good luck with
close
that.
Just get in there. You've been.
Oh,
all
right. I've been vague. Oh, there we go. I'm getting a little bigger lines. All right.
You really got to pick you up.
All right. But yeah, it's a pleasure being here. Had a good time. Good movie. And
well, let's. I want to run you through our second time guest questionnaire, if you don't mind. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
Good idea.
All right.
Do I need a pen and paper?
No,
No.
It's all on our mind.
It's verbal. It's verbal.
All
right.
First question. 32 minus 7.
25.
Ooh.
Yes. 25.
Ooh, yeah, you took a little too long to answer it, though.
You know,
so I'm going to have to hit the buzzer on you on that one.
Get out of here. At least
2 seconds. Boo. Okay, all right.
All right.
Second question. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Second question. What famous archipelago lies off the Pacific coast end of the United States of America? Go.
Europe.
Doo-doo.
What? What's an archipelago? What?
Third question.
Well, let's talk about geography.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Scotland.
Oh, boy. That is wrong. Wow. Okay. All right, folks. So this is, again, you can look him up on Facebook. This is Anthony
Abate. Well, first of all, I'm not Scottish. I'm not Irish.
Okay,
they're
two different things. At least you know that.
All they've done to me is wool sweaters and drink.
All right, well,
good for you, Irish.
Let's custom tailor these questions a little bit here.
I'm reading the guide.
Okay.
I see no guide.
You are at a bar, and you are a little hungry, and you're about to order something off the starters menu, known as appetizers for the layman out there. You decide to go with the nachos. There's an upcharge of $2 for queso. Do you add?
Of course. You can't have nachos without queso.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, I'd agree.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I would agree, too.
Excellent. Excellent.
What's another $2, you know? Wait, is it white queso?
No, it better not be.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of the next question.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Queso's queso.
Next question. You can either... You can either talk to ants or control ants. Your name is Ant.
That is a difficult one. I mean, I guess if you control them, you don't really need to talk to them. But if you talk to them, you could control them. So I guess talk to them. Because you can tell them what to do.
There's no guarantee the answer is going to listen to you, though. I'm going to have to go ahead and say wrong on that one, too. Ooh! Oh,
no, that's not wrong.
This is, you're getting up.
That's not wrong. Get
this is
here.
A wash so far, but.
This is a what have you there.
Hey, hang on. Things, the tide can turn here. The tide can turn. 100 points. All right, 100 points. This quest, this is the last. This is the final spin round of Snake and T's vetting process for second time guestees. So here's it's got to be Wilson related. So you know I'm gonna pose this question.
That was a personal preference. That one. How can I be wrong there?
No. look, here I'm double checking the fact sheets. Hang on. Yeah, it's wrong. I'm sorry.
It's personal
sorry.
Preference.
No,
I checked it.
Sheila, get the backup files. What's that? Oh, he's wrong? Okay. Yep. No, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You met Sheila. She's really nice. She gave you the Werther's original when you came in for the, she's at the reception desk.
Oh, yeah. No, she was very nice.
She's very nice.
She's a talker, though.
She likes hard candies a lot. She loves hard candies.
Oh, yeah. Always sucking on them. I hope she brushes her teeth a lot because you can cause cavities, all that sugar.
Yeah. Get the mic closer to your face.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
How close is it?
Just as close as you want. All right. Close as possible.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. So the last question, obviously Wilson related here. So, you're alone in a room with Owen Wilson. He makes a pass at you. Now, he's not going to force himself on you, but he's going to go as far as you're willing to let him go. How far do you let him go?
I guess I would let him kiss me on the cheek.
Just the cheek?
That's a personal preference. If I want to be kissing them,
that is the first O for.
Let me bring up the big book of answers because he's contested this too many times.
It's personal preference. If I don't,
there's a book. There's a book. Come on.
Wow.
Hang on. You hold that for me.
Seems like
hold that for me.
Yep, I got you.
Thank you. Okay. Hang on. Let's go to W for Wilson. Okay. That's salty. Yeah, you're wrong. Okay.
All right. Well, it was in the book. He checked the book.
He did check
the book. He doesn't
only
check the book.
I saw the book. He did check the book.
It's just we've never seen a score so low, so we just want to make sure for the record books. Well, let's get into it. Today we're watching a movie from 2014. I mean, what was everyone wearing in 2014?
Okay, I know you're beating the dead horse again, and my bit is, it was bad. It was a bad bit. Okay?
That was a joke. That was
give
a joke.
Give me a little sip of that.
We are watching. Can I, guys, don't
it's
talk
plastic.
While I'm doing
this
the
is
intro
plastic.
Part.
Is it? I thought it was hard.
No, it's plastic, man.
This isn't entertaining.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're watching The Grand Budapest Hotel today from 2014. This, of course, stars Ralph Fiennes, Saoirse Ronan, Ed Norton, Bill Murray, Adrian Brody, Jeff
That's
Goldblum,
stiff whiskey
Willem Dafoe. I mean, it's a whole gaggle of people. On top of that, Owen Wilson. And you know,
gaggle, huh? You know what they call a group of crows?
Several crows.
A murder.
A lot of crows. Wow.
Murder.
Too many crows for comfort.
Murder.
I like the last one. Too many crows for comfort.
Two's company, three's a crow.
Three's a crow.
Rest in peace, John Ritter.
Crow.
Thank you.
Crow, don't you know?
The crow at Brendan Williams.
All right. Anyway, so going into this movie, what's our familiarity with it? I, of course, have seen this film. I loved it. I saw it in theaters. It was great. Jake, Snake.
I saw it in theaters with an ex-girlfriend.
That's awkward.
I know. It's really. I don't want to talk about it too much.
But let's do. No, don't pass the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. But no, I'm not. What? No, I'm not. I'm passing the
was
mic.
Was it a first date or?
No, it wasn't a first date. You know, it was. We were dates in. Yeah. We were
successful
been dating.
Date night.
Have you guys successfully held hands for a prolonged period of time?
Oh, we didn't hold hands. Her hands were sandpapery. Oh, wow. They weren't soft like mine.
Did you go to dinner afterwards?
No, we didn't. We did not go to dinner afterwards. Usually, you know, I sneak a tuna sandwich into the movie theater every time I go. I don't need to go to dinner afterwards. I eat a tuna. Yeah, it's saran wrapped. Absolutely.
I know you all too well.
The lettuce is always a little soggy, but it's fine. I don't toast the bread either. It's all the same texture. It's all the same texture. That's all I have to say.
What was your experience going in with this movie?
I've never seen it before, but I was looking forward to the.
Gotta kiss the mic.
I'm sick.
I've never seen the mic.
I've never seen the movie before, but
hey, buddy, you gotta kiss it.
Kiss it. All right, hold it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen the movie before, but I was interested because of the Dharma Initiative train one. That was pretty good. So.
Okay.
The Dharma Initiative train movie.
Someone's been watching Lost.
Yeah, dude.
Dharma and Greg.
No, that show's lame. Right.
And is, of course, the previous guest from the Darjeeling Limited.
Yeah, there we go. That's
Darjeeling?
Is that one.
Darjeeling.
Darjeeling.
Darjeeling?
Darjeeling.
It's a province in India.
Yeah, a word.
Okay. So, of course, you're our expert on some Wes Anderson and train movies.
Yeah, no, I know a lot about trains. Diesel, steam, whatever you got.
Once more, what were they?
Diesel, steam.
Thomas.
Thomas was a steam engine train. But,
he was a tank engine.
No, he was a steam engine.
He was a tank engine.
Steam.
Well, they named the tank engines after the tank that held the water for the steam.
Interesting.
And they have electric ones now, so, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite train?
I like the steam because they're very efficient. I always wanted to be a guy that puts the coals into the steam pan.
You ever see The General? That's a train movie.
No, I never have.
Hmm.
I've been to The General.
You ever see Bridge Over River Kwai? That's a train movie.
No.
Well, they're building a train track in the film. I don't know if it actually shows a train.
No, but I've seen Stand By Me, and that has a train in it, so that makes me an expert on
trains. Touché. You have named a train movie. Now Jake has to name one.
I get both mics. That's probably terrible. That's a terrible idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah, train movie?
Yeah. What's your favorite train movie?
I'm a big fan of
Polar Express.
I've never seen. I don't know if I ever Harry Potter. I don't know. Is that a train movie?
What?
Harry Potter. The first Harry Potter. That's a train movie. Mm,
you like when they were kids?
Yeah. Yeah. It's. Oh, there's a purity and innocence in Harry before he goes to Hogwarts. Everyone knows it. He might be discontent.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It was. So, yeah, answer train expert. So, you hadn't seen the film. Let's get back
to the
film.
He's wearing a conductor's hat right now.
Yep, it's real cute.
He actually looks almost just like that guy that wrote those Game of Thrones books. He looks exactly like that guy.
I knew a kid whose dad always wore a train conductor's hat, but he worked for the railroads. He was a train conductor. End of story.
We didn't have other hats?
Nope. John Carafino.
I know him too. Wow. All right.
So, thoughts on the
Should we let
movie?
The guests go first?
Yes. And initial thoughts on movie after first watch. Go. Hot take.
After the
hot
first watch, I love the angles.
Being a dad?
It's great. The angles in the movie were awesome. Whenever it's like a grand scene, it's like the background is completely still. The background is completely still, but the whatever's going on directly in front of you is, you know. That's
so you're describing
happening.
Wes Anderson. Have you watched a lot of Wes Anderson films?
I think just
the Royal Tenenbaums.
No, I never seen that.
A Life Aquatic.
No, well, I've seen a part
Rushmore.
Of it.
Rushmore.
No.
I think you like Wes Anderson a lot, and you've never delved deeper.
No.
There's so much out there for you.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Besides this dumb dog movie he's about to make. He's about to make some dumb... Oh, you should see Moonrise Kingdom. You'd love that.
Oh, is that with Tom Hanks? Where he's like a
samurai? No. With the other guy.
Tom Cruise.
No. Stop.
It's the Last Samurai. It's called The Last Samurai.
Yeah,
it's with John McClane.
Oh, Bruce Willis?
Yeah. It's good. Edward Norton, too.
Oh, really?
Wow. So you haven't seen a lot of Wes Anderson.
No.
You just happen to be our Wes Anderson expert.
I might have.
No, I don't think you have.
No,
I just named most of them.
Name most of them.
Okay.
But yeah.
Thoughts on the film?
Thoughts on the film. Great. little insight. I love the part with the cactus where he throws the water on the cactus.
That's a very specific scene.
It's very specific because you're not supposed to water a cactus, and I thought it was so funny how he thought that was funny to put that in there. I don't think a lot of people would appreciate it.
Yeah, I wrote down a thing here that like it was funny without doing jokes. Like just how they act it was funny, and I think Wes Anderson does that a lot. I think he puts the comedy in the context.
Hands, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very...
like, that was only funny to me because I know you're not supposed to water cactuses, and you know, he made it very subtle.
Yeah, most people didn't get that joke.
No.
You were the only one laughing.
Yeah, there's probably some jokes I didn't get because, you know, it didn't pertain to me at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Jake, what do you think about the comedy that Wes Anderson's able to produce in context?
Well, you know, I don't think of it as so much as comedy. I think of it more as like a you know, it's
shtick.
Not a shtick. There's a lot of questions posed in the way that he writes the scenes, you know. I was thinking about a lot of different things while the scenes were playing out before my mortal eyes. Like, you guys ever have a good champagne? I mean, like a really good champagne. Anyone?
No.
This New Year's had a $40 champagne for breakfast.
But is that good?
Honestly, I think in the champagne world, that's trash. You drink trash for breakfast.
$40?
Oh, yeah. I drink Andre's. That's about it. If that's what's, there's no apostrophe. I don't know if Andre owns it or if it's just like a region. Maybe it's like a mountainous region in France. Andre's, you know, like the $5. I've never had a good champagne, and they really put a big hullabaloo up about, like, you know, your fanciful glitterati type of amenities.
I've never had sake. Am I missing out?
Oh, yeah. You never had sake?
No.
I've never had a good sake, but I've had sake, and it's nice. They serve it warm. You love warm.
Yeah, I might have to try some.
Tom drinks gallons of hot water. He won't drink cold water or warm. He only drinks it hot.
That's me.
Yeah. It's weird, but, you know, like, it requires a lot of maintenance. But,
so what were you saying about the jokes?
You know, the other thing it made me think about, I don't see them as much as jokes, you know. I mean, they're kind of just like goof. It's almost, I think it's almost slapsticky the way he, like, puts out the jokes.
Definitely.
It's definitely physical comedy, for sure. But also, like,
that's
you guys
timing,
ever take
though.
A ride
there's
in
a...
in
the timing.
Yeah, there's absolutely something in the timing.
Yeah.
He gets the right actors. Sorry, he probably rolls with the same crew of actors every single time. He knows what he's going to get. But like the old elevators, you guys ever ride in an old elevator? I always wanted to do that.
The elevator at my work's been broken for years, and sometimes a customer goes in there before we could tell them it's broken, and they get trapped.
Yeah, that sounds embarrassing as fuck.
It's pretty old.
That sounds super fucking embarrassing. Before I get on to my other things, I just want to ask Ant about how he felt about the prominence of Jeff Goldblum in this movie, even more so over Owen Wilson.
And what it's like to be a dad.
Yeah. And what it's like to be a dad. In detail.
Well, I'll answer the Jeff Goldblum.
You can hold the mic.
Oh, okay. As you guys know, I'm not a fan of Jeff Goldblum. He is an emotionless actor.
You're not a fan of being a dad.
He moves his lips and nothing else. If he's sad, he just moves his lips and so.
You like all these movies he's in.
Yeah, I
saw you wearing a Jurassic Park shirt the other day.
I love Jurassic Park.
He's 90% of the movie.
He's cocky. And he doesn't move. He talks like this.
What's your favorite part? Laura Dern?
What?
From Jurassic Park. What's your favorite? Who's Sam Neill? Is he your...
Sam Neill's pretty bad. He's like a subtle badass.
So Sam Neill and Laura Dern get it done for you in Jurassic Park.
Is that who the blonde chick is? Laura Dern?
Yeah, you don't... Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Laura Dern.
She was like the only movie she's ever in. I think she made a thing in Full House once.
Laura Dern's... super famous. She's more famous than Sam Neill.
No, she's not. No, Sam Neill's way more famous.
Sam
he was in that,
Neill?
He was
Get
in
out
that,
of here.
He was no. in that space movie.
Yeah, Event Horizon.
Yeah, I fell asleep like three times. That was a good movie, though.
Movie last year
that was a good movie.
Good.
It's the
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, Laura Dern's way more famous than Sam Neill.
What else was she in?
She was in a ton of stuff.
No, get out of here.
She was in that big series, Homeland or whatever. Was that her?
I don't want to. I don't even have to justify by name and stuff. All right. She's
well, nonetheless, I don't like Jeff Goldblum. I love Jurassic Park, and what it's like to be a dad. It's very rewarding, tiring.
She was in a movie called Wilson this year, which is relevant to the podcast.
It is
with Woody Harrelson.
Given the circumstances, yeah.
Who's friends with Owen Wilson?
Woody Harrelson's friends with Owen Wilson.
Yeah, they live together.
Really? Still?
What's it like being a dad?
Well, like I say, it's very rewarding. Tiring, but you know, you put the hours and you put the time, and it's very nice. I don't regret it.
Good to hear, man. Here, let me I want to talk about. Did you guys
notice
some
stuff too? I don't know. You go first.
No,
yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
You guys are transitioning the mic. I just felt like I need to continue the conversation. All right,
so, you know, well.
There's so many blank spaces in between the bubbles.
Call with our pants down. We only got two mics. We got three people.
Did you guys notice the different aspect ratios for the three different time periods?
I did. Yeah, that's an aspect of this movie I really enjoyed.
Okay, now you can go. I was filling time while you... All right, we have two microphones between three people. Two people are passing the microphone back and forth.
Yeah, except we for Tom. Well, Tom doesn't need to share a mic. Tom's fine.
I don't want to get sick is why.
I'm it's okay. I think, all right. All right, guys, I want to talk about something because by far, Wilson was not in this movie much at all. As much as he was great. Don't draw penises on my... I see you.
It's very Wilson-like. Yeah. You're absolutely correct
But
that.
I just want to say, Liam Neeson killed it in this movie. Wow, his character was amazing.
I actually went on Ralph Fiennes' IMDb page, and under its his trivia, it says friends with Liam Neeson. So
wait, who? Ray who?
That's fine.
Ray who? I'm just saying. I'm talking about Liam Neeson. He killed it in this movie.
That's an inside joke for just
He was really good in this movie.
He thinks the main character is... the joke is like I have to explain it for them to get it.
Well, you didn't finish. You didn't finish explain it.
They're going to be confused.
If they watch the movie, they can make the connection.
He actually does.
He totally does.
I wouldn't feel the need to explain that Jake thinks the main character
I want
to
know who that guy is because he was in that movie with Sam Worthington with the Greek gods and... Ray Fiennes? All right.
Also, Saoirse Ronan was in it. Ed Norton, Bill Murray, Adrian Brody, Jeff Goldblum, Willem Dafoe, Jude Law. Jude Law's cool. Jude Law? Because he decided, hey, I'm balling. Let's go bald.
No hair plugs. Yeah, right. You don't see that anymore
in Hollywood.
People don't go bald.
Hair.
Look at Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He should totally be bald.
He should be bald.
You know who else? Jim
Tom
from
Brady.
The Office.
Pam?
I did that one time.
Yeah.
He should be bald. Steve Carell should be bald.
Yeah,
now we're talking about the
Office
people.
Also, Michael Fassbender was starting to bald. In his early
all of a sudden, thick
bam,
head of hair. Thick, beautiful head of hair all of a sudden. Out of nowhere.
That's what I think
nowhere.
Is cool about Jude Law. And he's got that cool where it's like, here.
Yeah.
It's just like here.
It's just, the indents go deep in. But he said he's cool with it. And you know what? I think he's a pretty good looking guy.
He fought it for a while. He wore a lot of hats.
He just decided,
fuck it. In like 98, he was like, fuck it. I'm fucking sexy. It doesn't matter what my top
of
my head
looks Patrick
like.
Stewart, anyone? Yes, please. Come on now.
That's why I like Jude Law.
Yeah. No, I like it. There's not even Charlie from Charlie Day. Like he was balding and now he's not anymore. Weirdly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're all getting earplugs.
And what do you think about Jude Law and what is it like to be a dad?
Also tell me about how you feel about male pattern baldness.
Actually my wife brought it to me. She says that my hair's starting to thin in the front and I'm not too happy about it. So what do you guys think? Am I losing my hair in front?
No, your hair
very
looks fine.
Thick and robust.
No, it looks fine. I got a big forehead, dude. See that? It's a big forehead, right?
I think it's just like it's a matter of lighting. I think it's just like how light looks.
Sometimes I can see my scalp more.
Everyone can see their scalp.
Like
everyone can see their
scalp. That's gonna happen with You got the Abate. Hair from that kid from Stranger Things right now, just so the people at home know. That really popular kid?
Colin Farrell?
No.
I'm mistaken for Colin Farrell.
It's not
Orlando Bloom.
No.
Uncle Jesse.
That's a
John Stamos. Yeah, I was just watching Full House.
Everyone at home, these are all lies. It's not true. Doctor Who?
Doctor Dare. That's what we used to call him when he was younger in Full House, because he rode a motorcycle on top of like a roof and like did a cool trick.
I really like the Secret Society of Hotel Managers. What secret society would you guys want to belong to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
No, I didn't even write it down. But I pretended like I just read it.
Oh man, I'm so excited about this question. Ooh, a secret society.
Yeah. Which one would you want to be part of?
I want to be part of like a secret society of people who steal, like their whole thing is that they go through and try and like figure out like mailmen who steal important mail pretty much. I want to be as part of a secret society of mailmen who take like birthday checks and like stuff like that, profitable things.
I want to be part of a secret society that puts the sauce packets from Chinese restaurants underneath the wheels of their car and then drive over them and then they squirt on the car next to them. Suckers! That's secret
hot
society.
Hot mustard, right?
Yeah.
All hot mustard. That, I think that'd be the most damaging.
Aunt, what's the secret society would you want to be in? And also, what's it like being a daddy?
I think I'd like to be part of the secret society of all the fast food chains that you think they're all separate, but in reality they're one.
They have to be. They all
coordinate with each other, and they kind of feed off each other with we're coming out with this, so we're gonna come out with this, and they all cooperate.
They all build each other next to each other.
Yeah, and they're all built next to each other. But Wendy's keeps it real by not doing breakfast. I tell you that much.
I do like that and the chili.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just talked about that. That's not easy. No, it's not.
No.
Especially keep that thing piping hot all day.
Oh, yeah. Not easy.
That's real ground beef in there, too.
All right, Des, are you sponsored by Wendy's? Do we have, we sent you a whole thing to fill out to make sure you had no prior sponsors before coming on here. No more Wendy's talk. No, that's it. Yeah, Dave, he's super dead, man. He's so dead. I want to talk about the F-bomb I heard in this movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is your
I corner. Heard not one, but two. Two F-bombs, and this is the first time I had to keep this tally in a while. So my question to you is, Wes Anderson, seems like a pretty – there's a lot of, like, white, liberal, like, very wealthy, I'm sure, people that really like Wes Anderson. He kind of caters to that crowd. Like, what happened here, guys? What happened here?
You know, the film takes place in 1932 in an alternate reality.
Yeah, so it's like a period thing.
I think so, yeah. I think – but it also it came off really funny. I mean, he used it well.
Yeah, he did. I was wondering because it's been more than a few movies. I didn't have to keep this tally anymore, but we had two.
Yeah,
F-bombs
we lost this
dropped.
in the mid 2000s.
Yeah,
say.
Then it became not
maybe,
cool.
Five, yeah.
But now we have Wes Anderson, and then we got two of them out of nowhere. Floored me. And he called Adrian Brody's character called Liam Neeson a fruit. So that was something too. I thought those days were gone.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was a little uncalled for, but it was fresh. It was fresh.
It was a little fresh. I mean, they also had bunk. The only thing I like about Wes Anderson movies is that there's bunk beds in every movie. It's every movie
rad.
There's bunk beds.
Pretty rad.
And for those of you who don't know me at home or in Wichita, Kansas, I'm a big bunk bed guy. I slept in a bunk bed until I was 25 years old. No shame. With my older brother at my mom's house.
So this movie's about a hotel manager. Guys, who's your favorite hotel manager? Mine's Tom Baudette.
Oh, wait. No. Who's it? There's a guy who's in a picture with the Queen of England. He's this really big fat guy. He's British. I forgot his name, but he's my favorite hotel manager. He's all like right. Famous in England.
Sure.
The Queen stays at his hotel all the time.
Great.
He looks like a
he's
McDonald's.
No Tom Baudette. He's not going to leave the light on for you.
Oh, Tom Baudette didn't manage a hotel. He just was paid for those commercials.
Tom Baudette. No, he's the guy leaving the light on for you.
No, he was paid for those commercials.
He said, "We will leave the light. We will leave the light on for you."
All right, you think Matt Damon is personally delivering all that water to those kids in Africa that need water?
I don't know if I get the reference.
You know, there's a commercial where Matt Damon says he's teamed up with Stella Artois and he's going to give free water to
the
everyone.
Beer company?
Yes. Beer to kids in Africa? Yeah, and in India, we're just in
elaborate
developing countries.
They're building aqueducts, or they're bringing
I think
it.
Matt Damon is going to deliver it to him. Every time you buy a chalice from Stella Artois, they will donate like $10 to give water to children in developing countries.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good initiative.
It is, know. But is
if
Matt Damon
time,
giving
it.
That water?
He's
no,
got the free
Matt,
time,
Damon,
do it.
Matt Damon is not doing it. That's my. This is my point.
I think in certain publicity instances he is, just to like to show the world he is.
He wasn't doing it in the commercial. That seems like the perfect time to do that if you were going to do it.
Was that during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but they keep playing it too. It's on Hulu. I see it on Hulu a lot.
I don't have Hulu, so maybe that's why I don't get the reference. Sorry. I have Netflix. What are you guys watching on Netflix?
Star Trek Next Generation.
Nice.
Dude, 24/7.
Nice. High five into the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. That's good enough.
It's hard because I was looking at the microphone.
Yeah, I was also looking at my microphone. Yeah.
But you gotta look at the mic. One of my favorite quotes. One of my favorite.
Closer and louder.
Or just yell.
One of my favorite quotes of the movie was, "There's no point in doing anything in life because it's all over in the blink of an eye." By Gustav.
That's some great nihilism right there, I have to say.
I know, Tom. You sparked your.
I'm the in-house nihilist here, and. I gotta say, I think that sentiment's true.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's
crazy to think we have any importance on this world when we're just flash in the pan, man.
That's right. All over.
All we are is dust in the wind. I was trying not to sing that line. I still like.
You said that the last three times I've seen you. I don't know if I should just go out.
I dare you to say that line and not sing it.
Should I just go
also,
get you a Kansas City?
Also,
or something?
Say the line, like, tell it to my heart without singing it.
Okay, shout out everybody. Taylor Dane's doing a free concert at Mohegan Sun next Saturday. I forgot to tell you, my mom told me last night. So
I'll go to
I'm
that.
Going, yeah, all day. That. All day, tell it to my heart. Remember the cops came and me and my mom were saying, yeah. Okay, yeah. But yeah, Taylor Dane next weekend, Mohegan Sun. Probably the Lions down around 7.
This isn't a regional
podcast. What did I tell you about
podcast.
Sponsorships, man? Yeah. What
I
did
love Taylor Dane. She's going to pull me on stage
either.
And kiss me.
People
yeah,
don't know
you're
going to
go eat Wendy's
is.
Afterwards, all right? Yeah. What did I tell you about sponsorships, man? You signed a very explicit contract before you came on here.
What else about the movie before we go into reviews?
Yeah, not enough Wilson. What was it? What was up
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, I guess
minutes.
I
There's
usually elaborate that
at
when I'm grinning. But yeah, we should talk about this. All right.
His
look,
hair was
his
matted down.
Was
he had a
rad.
Little mustache. It was kind of nice. He
yeah.
was very
his
dapper.
His look was great.
His
in
look
the old-timey,
was
like, I guess it was yeah. in the 40s at that point, style. Mm. It's too bad, but he was kind of the guy who took over for Gustav, the main guy,
yeah.
in his absence when the military
so
took
it was
over
a little
sad.
He, was he a Nazi in this movie? That's what the question I want to
no,
pose.
No. He was on their side because he was at their – I think he was
I think
at their
Wilson
wedding,
had an affiliation with the Nazis, definitely.
The Nazis did arrive, so at that part of the movie, so
yeah. Well, the surrogate for the Nazis, it was an alternative reality.
Yeah. So not enough Wilson. I mean, I don't know.
No,
I mean,
that's
was,
all I could say.
He
about
had
him.
He had maybe three lines.
Yeah.
Three lines,
and not even like joke lines.
He crushed the lines as always, but
oh yeah, as lines in a film, but yeah, they weren't even like comical lines.
I was just stretching my back.
All right, I gave you the mic as an option if you wanted to say something. You didn't have to explain what you were doing.
All right, you want to go into rating?
What's going to rating?
Now it's time to, of course, rate Pitch this
Joe
Wilson.
Oh, shit.
On a patented
oh, shit.
Owen Wilson rating scale, which is based on three metrics. You have your rewatchability,
yep.
your quality of film, mm-hmm. and the quality of Wilson. We take all three of those numbers and meld them together into one number without using math, and that is the score. I will kick us off on our rating. So I'll start off with quality of the film. Very nicely done, like Ann was saying, the shots in the film, the colors, the staging, little like miniature figures they use for the hotel and stuff. I thought all that stuff was just great. Everything, I mean, it's Wes Anderson, like deep into his career, so quality of film's a 9. I think this was nominated for Best Picture too. Rewatchability. This is my second time seeing it, maybe third. Maybe I watched it 2 times when it first came out. I mean, it only came out 2014, so I mean, it seems like it's pretty watchable. So I'll give that an 8. You know, if it was on TV, I'd watch it. I'd recommend it. Pretty good. Quality of Wilson. I can't zero a Wilson performance. I gave it a 2. I don't know why I'm giving it a 2. I guess because he was in it. But I mean, like I said, he didn't have. I guess I gave him a 2 because his sexy looks. That's literally what it is, a 2, just for showing up. So I'm gonna put all those together and just give it a 6.5. That Wilson score really brought it down. But otherwise, this is a fantastic film. I love it. Not my favorite Wes Anderson film, just because the other ones are so great.
And there's a lot more Wilson in it.
Yeah,
too,
it's a middle to upper in the Wes Anderson.
All right, yeah, no, I mean, it seems fair. Honestly, T, I'm pretty much on par with what you got going on. So, you know, watchability, I gave an 8 because I've seen it before, and it was still just as watchable the second time around as it was the first. For the quality of film, I gave it an 8 because it was a great, beautifully shot movie. I love the different aspect ratios and everything. For the
performances
different,
were good, too. I didn't mention that. But there were so
performances
many
were great.
Good
there was
in there.
There was no weak links in this one, you know? Yeah, I mean, some people might be biased and say Jeff Goldblum was the weak link, but they'd be
some
dead
people.
Wrong because Jeff Goldblum was pretty good in this movie. Anyways, for the quality of Wilson, I gave it a 2 as well because like he pretty much showed up to the party looking fine as fuck, looking great, killed it. But, you know, he was in it for like a total of 10 minutes, and I kind of waited for the entire movie for him to show up, so I gave it a 2. Overall, it really dragged down the overall score of this movie, so it's a 6.0 for me. Flat 6 because of the lack of Wilson.
Pretty close to my score.
Yeah, very close. So yeah. I think, you know, like average, what is it, a 6.25?
Yeah. between us. That's our score. Yeah, if you'd like to put numbers,
please elaborate
on,
on how you feel about it.
I could probably match you guys with watchability, the film credentials, because the filming of it, like the, with the angles, all that nonsense, could probably about an 8. Watchability, I'd rewatch it again. I wish I could find it on the TV for free to watch with my wife. So I'd probably give about an 8, since I can't get it for free, probably like a 7.8. But I'm going to give him Wilson a little higher score than you guys, because it's not about the time spent. It's about what he did, and you know, it was very short, but he made an appearance, but he shined pretty bright in that like few 2 minutes. So overall, I guess it'd probably score about like a 6.7.
All right, yeah.
But a very good movie.
It was.
That's good. I'm glad you
enjoyed
it.
I was excited to watch this one. I mean, I know we probably have better podcast episodes when the movies are bad, but I enjoy watching the movies more when they're good. And Willem Dafoe, yeah, we didn't really talk about it.
No, he was the best. He was the best
comedian.
No, Willem Dafoe, that was a surprising actor to have on there, because he's just always a surprising actor.
Yeah, I love him. He's always Willem Dafoe. Like, I think of Willem Dafoe in real life similar to every character he's ever played in one.
Yeah, he's a pretty creepy actor.
But of course, now it's time to
pitch a Wilson. No Disturb today. I told you No Disturb explicitly before this. Damn it. You've been doing that all day. So
this is our favorite segment where we like to pitch our own Wilson film that we'd like to cast
him in. Original movie.
Like to put him in the lead role. And of course, we spring this on our guests. And you're going to have to come up with an original Owen Wilson movie if you didn't know.
We'll let you go last.
Start thinking about now. I'll go first.
Okay.
My movie is about a firefighter in...
Who is this firefighter?
Middle Country.
Is it Dennis Leary?
Middle Country.
Okay.
No, Dennis Leary plays the chief.
Oh, nice.
The chef. They call him Chef.
Let's just call him Chef, I think.
Because his name is Jeff, but he's the chief, so they call him Chef.
I worked with a guy who went by Chef Jeff.
Yeah.
He was a chef.
There you go. There you go. Made that up just now. So he's a fireman in Illinois. Did I say Illinois or did I say middle of the country?
You said middle country. It's Illinois is technically, yeah, you're in the middle of America, so you're okay.
Middle America.
Yeah. Midwest.
And, you know, he's out on duty. They go on this big call. It's in a three-story. It's the biggest building in the Midwest. And they go in it.
Sounds big.
There's a bunch of child puppies, young puppies.
Oof.
On the third floor, and one potbelly pig.
Just puppy. It'd be fine.
Piglet. And they're there. One piglet, one child pig lit. And they're on the second floor, and the fire's burning up. It's all around them. It's like, you know, that classic beam that always falls when you're watching a movie fire. It falls and, like, blocks the back doorway. And the firefighter, he's been practicing meditation. His wife's been hounding him on it because he's been like having these panic attacks. And he's having one now. He's having one of the panic attacks. So he stops. He's getting into his deep meditation that his wife's been pushing him, played by Laura Dern. She's been pushing on him. And all of a sudden, he can control the fire with his mind. Right? So then, like, you know, he goes into, like, he researches it, his delineage and everything. It turns out he's a descendant from the sun god Ra, and he has this power to control fire because the sun is made of fire, the inside and outside. And it's called the sun, but, like, the sun. Like, he's the son of Ra.
I have one. I got to go. S-O-N,
the sun. Done.
All right, I came up with one. It's a pretty typical Wilson, I guess, late 2000s movie that he might do. It's him. He is a chef in a, I guess, a bustling restaurant, kind of like a Ruby Tuesdays or something. He kind of stifles in life, you know, hangs kind of in the middle of balance. And, and he... and he uses his superior position to hook up with women, countless waitresses. They keep just rolling in at the Ruby Tuesdays. He's got his little apron, and you know, he's just a goofball behind there, you know, making all these dishes, kind of a mess. But then one day, they get a new hostess named Rihanna, and he falls.
Once more, I missed it.
And Rihanna.
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 And he falls in love with her. They have a good old time. But then one night, he's drunk, and he hooks up with, like, some other girl by accident. And he was actually explaining the situation to the Rihanna. And, you know, he just spirals. He's drunk going to work, and he's just burning patties and whatnot. Messed up appetizers. Things are cold. Things aren't getting ready. But then either Ben Kingsley or Patrick Stewart, you can't ever tell the difference half the time. He comes into his life, says, oh, I'm your grandfather or something. And, you know, he's like, hey, you know what? I'm dying, but you got to you gotta chase after the one you want. And you need to pick yourself out of this rut and go for it. And he's like, all right, Ben Kingsley or Patrick Stewart, whatever you whatever one you are. And he gets the girl. And, well, everything's good. He eventually leaves Ruby Tuesdays, opens up his own place with this girl, and he's successful, he's clean, and they probably have, like, little baby puppy babies.
What's the, new restaurant called?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far into it, but the movie's called Ding, Wilson's Done.
Wow, great. I mean, that's some great daytime TV you just wrote there.
Wow. It's yeah, it sounds like... I mean, you might want to call up the CW with that and pitch that over, because they would probably.
It sounds like a B plot to a Smallville episode.
Except there'd be never. There's no budget for Ben Kingsley or Patrick Stewart. Oh, it's good. It's a good classic love story. You know, I like to see Wilson in he's great in his downward spirals, and he's even better when he gets the wind under his wings.
I'd be contractually obligated to watch it.
I would probably watch it. If, you know, I was just, like, drunk. If I was drunk, I'd watch that.
If you were drunk with a couple of your friends and you were on that episode of the podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Well,
here
I guess,
it is.
I guess
the
it's old
snake's
Jake's
pitch.
Old snake's turn. Yeah. So I got an interesting concept for a movie. Owen Wilson's obviously the main character. And Owen Wilson's name is Daniel Mick. Just Daniel Mick. That's his name.
Sure.
But I don't know why I had to throw a name in there for his character.
No, I thought you were done. I didn't know you were.
Yeah. His name's Daniel. The end.
Daniel.
The movie's called My Name is Daniel, starring Owen Wilson. Actually, I'm just going to leave it at that right now.
Well, there's actually a movie called I, Daniel.
Damn it. All right, I'll
and it's
keep
actually
going.
A very depressing film.
Well, this one's going to be kind of like, all right, well, he's a young man, you know, as he always plays in these movies. Or maybe he's young on the inside, you know. He's just a young soul, full of life and vigor. And he has a little weird quirk, though. He only wears flannel shirts, and he won't wear any other kind of shirt. And
that
if
is
anyone
quirky.
when he was a teen, his mom would be like, "Would you change that dang shirt?" It was played by Sally Struthers. He would not change it. He just put on a different flannel. He'd only wear flannel shirts. You know, he became a young adult. He's in the work world. He'd show up to interviews with flannel shirts. It kind of put a cap on his, like, financial earnings and everything. And people that he was close to and tried to date would think it's where he just wears the same flannel over and over again. That's fucking weird. And they'd see his closet full of a bunch of flannel shirts that all look the same. And they'd just hightail it out of there, you know? So, you know, he ends up not retiring work-wise, but he ends up moving out into the wilderness somewhere because no one can handle his weird one-shirt deal. He has a bunch of the same shirt he wears over and over again. And eventually he spends some time out there alone in the wilderness, and there's a horrible blizzard, and he loses power, and he's stuck there. He's stranded there for one, like, almost a month straight with no running water or food. It's just him and his shirts, and he quickly runs out of resources. And then what happens next is that all the shirts, as he's having, like, a psychedelic breakdown, have different names and personalities, and he talks to them and become his friends. He's had these shirts for many years, many, many years. And he just sits there, he talks it out with his shirts, and, you know, I'm not going to spoil the ending or anything, but there's a pretty miraculous outcome there.
Who voices the shirt, the main shirt?
The main shirt?
Yeah.
What's good? No, not Patton Oswalt. No, not Patton Oswalt either. I want that guy that played Ted Bundy in, not Ted Bundy. Is that his name in the show? Married with Children? That guy is on Modern Family now. I want that Al Bundy. Ted Bundy is the murderer. I don't want Ted Bundy in my movie. Ted Bundy is not in my movie.
He's TV show now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all right. I like it. I want him to be like.
What's it called?
This is it. Oh.
I thought you were queuing me up to ask you because you had a pun name.
Wait. Let me think about this for a second. Flannel addiction. I don't know.
Like fatal addiction.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. But
it's about time to wrap this one.
Oh boy! Any closing remarks from the guests?
Well, thank you for having me. I would like to come back again when I'm not sick.
Where can the people find you?
On my Facebook page. I think it's, what do they call them? It's just my name, right? Yeah, Anthony Abate.
Okay.
Facebook and check out my pictures and stuff.
What's it like being a dad?
It's good.
Right. Yeah, he loves it. You heard it.
You can find me and Jake at Snake and Tea Facebook page right now. We're posting some new stuff up
Snake
on
Snake and Tea Co. We're posting it up. We're really pushing it.
Find
we made an event page for the Super Bowl party.
iTunes.
Find us on Podomatic. iTunes.
Subscribe.
You can email us at snakeandtea@gmail.com.
snakeandtea@gmail.com. I'll tell you what. First person to email us gets all of our show notes from every episode.
Oh my God, we have so
done.
Many. We will mail them to first class.
Some funny
just
illustrations.
How hard
send
is
us
it?
Anything. Snake I don't know what you want.
At G-
You're listening to this every week.
Mail
what do you
them.
Want? Do you want the
we'll
notes?
We'll mail them. We already promised. We'll mail them.
But anyway, next week we're watching.
Don't look at me.
She's funny like that.
Oh no, not that one.
She's funny like
no.
This.
What does she? Something like that.
How does she?
How
funny?
How do you know?
No, we already watched that one. That was the one.
Ooh,
where he was the
that was that
player.
Bad. I forgot about it.
He was the baseball player.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. She's funny like that. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, I guess that's it, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
Ooh, that's a fast.
And a good day to you.
That's a fast match.